is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel has struck back at Iran in response to last weekend's missile and drone launches aimed at Israel. Correspondent Jared Hill has our top story.
Two U.S. officials have confirmed an Israeli missile did hit Iran overnight. A senior Israeli official told the Washington Post the strike was intended to signal to Iran that Israel can attack its territory. Now, as far as damage goes, the New York Times is reporting Iranian officials said the strike hit an airbase near the city of Isfahan. Now, that is home to some of Iran's nuclear facilities, but the International Atomic Energy Agency says the country's nuclear program was not damaged.
World leaders are calling on both Israel and Iran cautious. The head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has just spoken in Finland.
It is absolutely necessary that the regions and that sides refrain from further action.
In New York City, police surrounded pro-Palestinian protesters on the grounds of Columbia University before arresting more than 100 of them. Mayor Eric Adams.
Students have a right to free speech, but do not have a right to violate university policies and disrupt learning on campus.
San Francisco's district attorney says drivers who got stuck when protesters shut down the Golden Gate Bridge this week could be eligible for restitution. 12 New Yorkers have been seated in Donald Trump's hush money trial. A third panel of potential jurors is set to be questioned today to choose five alternates. The judge hopes to begin opening statements on Monday. A near miss at Reagan National near Washington.
A JetBlue flight was going down the runway and had reached about 39 miles per hour when air traffic controllers realized they had cleared a Southwest Airlines flight heading to Orlando to cross that same runway. It's estimated the two planes were about 400 feet apart as controllers issued urgent calls for them to stop.
Southwest 2937, stop.
Aviation safety analyst John Nance says the two controllers appear to have lost situational awareness and the incident is unacceptably close. Dan Ronan for CBS News, Washington.
Taylor Swift's 11th studio album dropped at midnight.
Straight from the tortured poet's department.
She names checks two literary legends.
You're not Dylan Thomas.
Another song, she references her romance with Travis Kelce. Swift says digs for British exes Joe Alwyn and Maddie Healy. 2 hours after the release, she announced 15 extra songs. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WKCA Salt Lake Moorhead.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
This is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Reporting for Gateway Regional News, I'm Chris Irwin. A man was found walking into the Fayette Mall in Lexington yesterday with a gunshot wound. Lexington police responded to the mall around 2 p.m., and when officers arrived, they found the man, who advised the wound was self-inflicted, and it happened at his apartment. He was transported to a local hospital. No further details are available at this time. An elementary student in Madison County is charged with second-degree terroristic threatening. According to the sheriff's office, they received a complaint on Wednesday for a threat made by a student claiming to bring a firearm to school. After an investigation, officials at Glen Marshall Elementary say a student had returned from disciplinary action and made statements to shoot subjects in the school yesterday. Officials say the Madison County Sheriff's Office met the student and their guardian and was informed by the two that the threat was a joke. Officials say there is no immediate danger to students and staff at the school. Officials report the school will handle further disciplinary action for the matter. Governor Andy Beshear announced that work is set to begin on a $4.6 million emergency services center in Elliott County. The center will house 911 call center, fire department, and emergency operations. It will also serve as a classroom for first responders and an emergency shelter when needed. And Morehead State University Space Department played a crucial role in the first landing of an uncrewed private spacecraft on the moon in February. The Intuitive Machines IM-1 mission, launched February 15th, was the first private spacecraft on the moon. As NASA and Intuitive Machines teams tried to figure out how to get data from the lander after its touchdown, the Morehead State University Space Science team became critical. Dr. Benjamin Malfrus, the executive director of the MSU Space Center, said the team, which owned the lander, was communicating using the Lunar Commercial Network. NASA was using its own deep space network, and MSU had the capability to communicate with both. Morehead State bridged the communication gap between NASA and Intuitive Machines and was able to receive data from the lander, a giant leap for this Eastern Kentucky space program. That's been a look at some of the news. Our report continues after this.
This is Allie with Eagle Finance in Morehead. Need some extra cash for unexpected bills, repairs on your vehicle, or do you just simply need to rebuild your personal credit? Come see us at Eagle Finance. We're located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable and versatile. Hay tools that are backed by two-year warranty and durable Sidekick utility vehicles. The Kubota agriculture lineup is built right, built ready. Get Kubota hay tools for zero down, zero APR for up to 48 months, plus up to $2,500 loyalty cash reward. Now through June 30th, go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. And don't forget, Kitty says buy an orange and you won't get a lemon. Hamburgies Farm Machinery Sales and Service, South Queen Street, Mount Sterling.
In other news, medical cannabis is growing quickly across the country, and a recent bill signed by Governor Andy Beshear creates a structure for Kentuckians looking to participate to utilize the industry. House Bill 829 addresses concerns raised by last year's Senate Bill 47, which made the start date for Kentucky January 1st of 2025. Under the plan, businesses would have started functioning on the same day qualifying patients could access medicinal cannabis, but now qualifying businesses can start that process 6 months earlier. The governor said businesses could start applying to be licensed July 1, with the application requiring such information as business history, ownership information, and financial statements. The first round of licensing could be conducted in October based on a lottery system. If you get a strange call from a local sheriff's office, deputies say it is likely a scam that could cost thousands. The Jessamine County Sheriff's Office warns the public of a scam that took place in their area. Callers have been receiving messages from someone they thought was a deputy, telling them they've missed a court date and need to pay a fine to avoid going to jail. The hackers have also been able to change their caller ID tag to appear it is coming from the Jessamine County Sheriff's Office. If you find yourself in this situation, hang up and call the sheriff's number directly yourself. And in a pilot program, a Walmart near St. Louis is ditching self-checkout. The self-check lanes will be replaced with staff checkouts. The changeover at that store is expected to take 2 weeks to complete. Some of the biggest retailers have recently reevaluated their self-checkout lanes. In March, Target began limiting self-checkout to 10 items or less. Dollar General said it was removing self-checkout from 300 stores that had the highest levels of shoplifting. Retailers said self-check makes theft easier since no employee is ringing up the items. That's been another look at some of the news. Sports and weather, when we return.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell. The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs. No, no, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Time now for a look at sports from the Kentucky News Network.
Happy Friday. Congratulations. You made it to the end of the week. I'm Scott Fitzgerald. Let's get you caught up on sports around the Commonwealth here on the Kentucky News Network. Start with some college basketball. Kentucky's Reed Shepherd is leaving the college ranks for the professional ranks. He declared for the NBA draft yesterday. He will give up his remaining 3 years of college eligibility. In his freshman season, the guard averaged just a little over 12 points per game and 4 rebounds. Now, he did shoot a whopping 52.1% from three-point range. And former BYU forward Ali Khalifa is joining his old coach's new rival, Louisville, instead of joining Mark Pope and Kentucky. According to reports, he will redshirt this season. Last year, he averaged a little under 6 points per game and a little under 4 rebounds per game, but he did start 26 of the 29 games he played in. And to horse racing, now is a busy day at Churchill Downs as the build-up to Kentucky Derby 150 continues. It was the Bill Mott Show with Memorial winner Resilience worked 4 furlongs in 59 and 20, while Ashland runner-up Just FYI worked 4 furlongs in 50 flat. And turning to the Oaks Fantasy Stakes contender Tabit Jannali hopped on the track for the first time, going 5 furlongs in 58.40. That marked the fastest of 19 works at that distance. On the college baseball, it is a huge weekend in Lexington as third-ranked Kentucky welcomes fourth-ranked Tennessee. This is the 338th meeting between the two border rivals. It was first played back in May 21st, 1909. Put that in perspective, that was 3 years before the Titanic sank. The Vols enter hitting an SEC best 334. On the Hill, however, they and the Cats are among the five best in the conference when it comes to ERA. Balls come in at 3.76, while the Cats are right behind at 3.91. And after going 4-6 in their last 10, the Reds are back home along the banks of the Ohio tonight. They're going to open a 3-game series against the Angels at Great American Ballpark. Ellie De La Cruz enters the series hitting .277 on the season. I'm Scott Fitzgerald.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Thank you, Scott. In high school baseball from yesterday, Bath County over Paris 9-1. Fairview beats Morgan County 6-5. Mason beats Fleming 2-1. Montgomery County over West Carter 12-7. And Nicholas beats Bourbon 6-5. That was in high school baseball. In high school softball, Ashland Blazer beats Lewis County 10-0 in 5. Bourbon over Paul Lawrence Dunbar 13-1. East Carter beats Elliott County 7-0. Estill over Breathitt 2-1. Great Crossing beats Round 5-0. Mason over Augusta 16-0 in 3. Montgomery County over Paris 16-1 in 3. And Nicholas County over Frankfort 17-10. Coming up in the 2A state championship games, Bath County will face Nelson County in the opening round today at 3 o'clock. You can hear all the Bath County games on 97.7 FM, WKCA, and WKCARadio.com. Other teams in the Final Eight include Union County, Perry County Central, Harrison County, Warren East, LaRue County, and Lawrence County. The champion will be crowned Saturday afternoon. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast. Here is Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
Here's your LEX 18 Storm Tracker forecast. Pre-summer is over. Cold front coming through the area. Some showers are around this morning. Those go away. The clouds eventually will follow, but it may take till later this afternoon. Highs today in the middle and upper 60s. For tonight, sky ends up clearing. Patchy fog, low 40s. Partly to mostly sunny, low 60s tomorrow. Chillier on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
Thank you, Bill. Our report continues after this.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan?
Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There's a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
The Red Tag Sales event is going on now at Smith's Furniture in downtown Mount Sterling. You'll save throughout the store on great name brands. Sofas starting at $399. Reclining sofas starting at $699. Lazy Boys, $349. Fuller Queen Serta Perfect Sleepers, $399. These and many more markdowns are going on now at Smith's Furniture, downtown Mount Sterling. Online at smithsfurniturestore.com.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area Death Notices. Ken Howard of Moorhead, a retired Round County teacher, principal, and coach, passed away at his residence Monday. Survived by his wife, Jane Howard, son Ty Howard, daughter Candy Dales, his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, other family and friends. A celebration of life, 11 a.m. this morning, at the Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals. The service will be live-streamed at the Northcutt & Son Facebook page. Burial to follow in the Adams Plank Cemetery. The Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Ken Howard. Marvin Bentley, 84, of Wellington, passed away Monday at St. Joseph Mount Sterling. He was a retired coal miner and U.S. Army veteran, member of Masonic Lodge 682, 25 years of service as past Master Mason, and member of the Alhassa Shrine. Survived by his wife of 58 years, Lorraine Bentley, two daughters, Tracy McGowan and Rhea Bentley, son Michael Bentley, several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. Services 1 p.m. this afternoon at the Big Woods Community Church with burial in the Big Woods Community Cemetery. Visitation afternoon today till time of services at the church. The Menifee Home for Funerals in Frenchburg caring for arrangements for Marvin Bentley. Tammy LaVon Cox, 62, of Wellington, passed away Tuesday at St. Joseph Lexington. She was a retired respiratory therapist from Mary Childs Hospital and worked in foster care. Survived by her mother, Kathleen Ballinger, sons Richard, Tyler, and Andrew Cox, brother Gene Whitaker, grandchild Jackson Cox, along with numerous nieces and nephews. Preceded in death by her husband, Randy Cox. Services 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Tall Funeral Home, Frenchburg. Burial to follow in the Cox Cemetery. Visitation noon till time of services at the funeral home. The Tall Funeral Home, Frenchburg, caring for arrangements for Tammy LaVon Cox. Jocka Fabe Levin Sloan, 83, of Olive Hill, the widow of Fonza Sloan, passed away Saturday at Pioneer Trace Nursing and Rehabilitation in Flemingsburg. Survived by brother Albert Blevins, sister Lily Jones, five stepchildren, Glenna Sloan, Gladys Runyon, Della Buckler, Ivan Sloan, and Millie Withrow. Services 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals. Burial to follow in the Sardis Cemetery. The Northcutt & Son Home for Funerals caring for arrangements for Jocka Fabe Blevin Sloan. Catherine Holbrook, 92, of Olive Hill, passed away Wednesday at the Windsor Care Center, Mount Sterling. She worked many years at the Olive Hill Finishing Company, Ashland Sales and Service, Gateway Child Care, and First Church of God. She attended the Preston First Church of God. Survived by two daughters, Bonnie Gillum and Sherry, and her husband, Terry Ferix, sister, Barbara Sammons, brother, Clayton Hedge, 12 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and four great-great-grandchildren, along with a host of nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Service 11 a.m. Saturday at the Duval Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in Olive Hill. Burial to follow in the Holbrook Clay Cemetery. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. The Duval Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in charge of arrangements for Catherine Holbrook. Kelly Willoughby, 61, of Jeffersonville, passed away Tuesday. He was a commercial salesman for Lowe's. Survived by his wife, Anita Willoughby, two daughters, Jennifer Frazier and Stacy Roundtree, son, Logan Craig, three brothers, Ferry, Eddie, and Stanley Willoughby, three sisters, Pat Shrout, Bonnie Price, and Sandy Coldiron, along with nine grandchildren. Services 1 p.m. Saturday at the Richardson Funeral Home with burial to follow in the Martin Cemetery. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. The Richardson Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kelly Willoughby. Audrey Salyer Cotts, Jr., 92, of Moorhead, passed away Thursday. Survived by his brother, Bernard Cotts, two sons, James Russell and Ronald Wayne Cotts, two grandchildren, Savannah and Seton Cotts. A celebration of life, 2 p.m. Saturday at the Northcutt and Son Home for funerals. Burial to follow at the Brown Cemetery with full military honors by Morehead American Legion Post number 126. Visitation 11 a.m. till time of services at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Gideon's International. The Northcutt and Son Home for funerals caring for arrangements for Aubrey Salyer Cotts Jr. Douglas Marvin Horsley, 58, of Hillsboro, passed away last Saturday at the UK Hospice Care Center in Lexington. Survived by his mother, Maxine Horsley, sister, Barbara Haffer, two brothers, Estelle and Jesse Horsley, along with nieces, nephews, other extended family and friends. Services 2 p.m. Sunday at the Hutton Funeral Home. Burial to follow in the Morgan Cemetery in Lewis County. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday and afternoon Sunday at the funeral home. The Hutton Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Caring for arrangements for Douglas Marvin Horsley. And Jake Rose, 87, of Olive Hill, passed away Monday at Carter Nursing and Rehabilitation in Grayson. He was a member of Millwrights and Pile Drivers Local 1090 in Canton, Ohio, and retired after 27 and a half years with Teledyne Monarch Rubber. He was a Korean War Navy veteran, member of the Holmesworth Masonic Lodge 499, Scottish Rite, and Tadmore Shrine Temple. He was of the Free Will Baptist faith. Survived by two sons, Keith and Dale Rose, daughter, Jonda Carnes, three brothers, Jim, Larry, and Bruce Rose, sister Maxine Harris, five grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a host of nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Graveside services 11 a.m. Monday at the Olive Hill Memorial Park with military rites presented by Olive Hill American Legion Post number 138. Visitation 6 to 9 p.m. Sunday at the Duval Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in Olive Hill. Masonic services conducted 7 p.m. Sunday by the Olive Hill Masonic Lodge 629. The Duval and Moore Funeral Home and Cremation in charge of arrangements for Jake Rose. That's been a look at Gateway Area Death Notices. A final look at news is next.
Don't forfeit the freedom to be active and enjoy life because of illness or injury. Discover the team of outpatient experts at Life Care Center of Moorhead and discover possibilities. Exceptional therapists combine hard work with goal-based programs and state-of-the-art equipment to help you see results. Life Care Center of Moorhead wants you to get active and live well. Reclaim your freedom today. Call 606-784-7518.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Groundwater Incorporated has issued a boil water advisory for customers on Highway 519, starting at Pretty Ridge and including 1274 and all side roads in the area. Boil drinking water until samples can be taken and evaluated. The Cattleman's Ribeye Drive-Thru will be held this Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Montgomery County Extension Annex Garage. Call 859-498-8733. Leave your name, number of orders, and approximate time for pickup. The cost is $10 per order, cash or credit card accepted. The second annual Nancy Green Pancake Queen Spring Festival will be held this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Courthouse Square, downtown Mount Sterling. The Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast will take place this Saturday from 7 to 10 a.m. at the MCHS High School Cafeteria. A free health fair will be held this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the DuBois Community Center. And the Cave Run Symphony wraps up its season with a performance 3 p.m. Sunday in the Moorhead Conference Center. Tickets available at the door with cash, check, or credit card. Students will receive free admission, and tickets can also be purchased at the Moorhead Visitor Center. And that's been a look at some of the news this 19th day of April, 2024. I'm Chris Irwin.
Man's best friend. We know that dogs are not only an important part of the farm, but also an important part of your family. At Hinton Mills, we only sell the products that we'd be proud to feed our own dogs. We believe every dog is worthy of the best nutrition. We also believe every dog owner deserves a great value. Hinton Mills has a wide selection of pet food at the lowest prices around, and we'll load it in your car for you. Come and see for yourself and ask us about the products we feed our own dogs. Hinton Mills, serving farmers and their dogs since 1918.
Vox Views on University of Kentucky Sports is on the air. Featuring seven-time Kentucky Sports Writer of the Year, Larry Vaught.
Still have not had a chance to read. They call me Mr. Secretary. Former UK quarterback Derek Ramsey's life story. I would encourage you to do so. I recently read it for the second time because I wanted to soak in some of the information I might have gone over too fast before. I thought I knew a lot about Ramsey, but there's so much information in the book about his childhood, financial rise and fall, playing career at different levels, and outlook on life that I think you almost have to read it twice to fully appreciate it. Ramsey not only was a successful player at UK and in the NFL, but he was athletic director at Kentucky State and Coppin State. The value he placed on academics at both places surprised and impressed me. I still wonder why he didn't get a chance to work in a more high-file program, and he didn't hide his disappointment over being passed over for the job as athletics director at Eastern Kentucky University.
Vaught's Views will return in a moment.
Now's the time to plan your summer vacation. Why not head west? That's Western Kentucky. You'll find Western Kentucky's best lake, Lake Barkley, the best outdoor recreation area around. With land between the lakes, the friendliest people, amazing food, and we're not that far away. And we're definitely worth the drive. KDIS Trigg County Tourism encourages you to visit our neck of the woods. We can't wait to see you. Find out more at gokdis.com.
I think one of my favorite parts of the Call Me Mr. Secretary was Derek Ramsey sharing what it was like to play for the Oakland Raiders, where he helped win a Super Bowl, but was also underpaid like most African-American players were at the time. He stood up to Al Davis, the legendary owner of the Raiders, like few players at the time were willing to do. Ramsey was a gifted NFL tight end, but to this day still regrets not going to the Canadian Football League and playing quarterback. So if you've not read the book, do it. You won't be disappointed.
Find more from Larry at yoursportsedge.com.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Don't work somewhere ordinary when you have extraordinary talent. Let Kentucky Staffing Solutions in Moorhead connect you with a great career. Depending on the position, get starting pay as high as $18 an hour. But it's not just staffing. They offer small business payroll services and can handle your company's pre-employment and random drug screenings. Get details at kystaffingsolutionsllc.com. Kentucky Staffing Solutions in Moorhead, across from the Rowan County Courthouse.
A good auction doesn't just happen. They make it happen at Chuck Marshall Auctions and Real Estate in Flemingsburg. If you're thinking about selling some equipment, Chuck Marshall Auctions is who to call. They specialize in online weekly auctions and can help you sell farm equipment and much more. They can help you sell your home or conduct an estate auction for you, too. Just give them a call at 606-845-5010 or check them out online at chuckmarshall.com. Chuck Marshall Auctions and Real Estate, Flemingsburg.
97.7 WKCA.
Well, you can call up the sheriff and the highway patrol, cause there's a fool on the road careening out of control. Hard liquor, fast women, I just can't let him be. Lord, I wish hard living didn't come so easy for me. Well, I keep my motor running, got my beer on. I say my idea, heaven is a paradise. 7:11, set this poor boy free. Lord, I wish hard living didn't come so easy for me. Bright nights, Saturday night, well, I must have had a couple, I'm feeling all right. A cupcake, can shimmy and shake, spend more money than anybody makes. Well, give me some more high-octane juice. You know
for there ain't no cure for these your honky tonk blues. If you come up with something, I'll develop an immunity. Lord, I wish I knew, but it comes so easy for me.